Today on the Doc on the Run podcast, we're talking about three things you should not tell your new doctor.
So the big question is this: how are runners like us, who don't like hearing doctors say, just stop running, who know that we simply have to stay active, how do we heal in a way that lets us stay strong, maintain our running fitness, and keep preparing for the next race, and still heal without making the injury worse? Well, that is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Dr. Christopher Segler, and welcome to the Doc on the Run podcast.
Today, I'm about to drive to the airport, get on a plane, fly to Wisconsin to give 5 lectures on running injuries at a medical conference. And this is where I will be teaching physicians about the way I treat things like runner's heel pain, about imaging strategies I use with athletes. And because I was finalizing that talk on medical imaging strategies for athletes, I was thinking about a conversation that I had yesterday with an athlete who's had a very frustrating course and actually called me for a second opinion. He's had an injury that's been going on for a long time. He's seen several doctors, he's tried a whole bunch of treatments, and he's had no improvement at all. And one of the things we were talking about is his medical imaging. And he was going to send his MRI scans and his x-rays to me so that during his second opinion call, we could get on webcam and actually go through them and talk about them in detail. So in short, he's trying to get a second opinion from me specifically because I work with runners. Now the problem is that during that call, when he started just giving me a little bit of the background and he said he had these MRIs, he actually started to say, he said, well, the MRI says, and I just cut him off. I was like, stop, don't talk, stop. And he said, what's wrong? And I know it was kind of abrasive the way I said it, but I said, look, I'm going to a conference in a couple of days. And at those conferences, I tell all the physicians in the room that if they have a runner who is not really responding the way that they think the runner should, given the treatments they've tried and what they think the diagnosis is, they can actually call me anytime they want and I'll tell them how I would approach it. But I tell them, if you call me and you tell me what's on the MRI report or you tell me what the diagnosis is, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to tell you to call somebody else because you have to make sure that when you're getting a second opinion, it is unbiased. You do not want the doctor thinking the wrong thing. So if somebody walked up to you at a cocktail party and said, hey, I want you to meet my ex-husband. He's a real jerk. Well, it'd be very difficult to like meet him and have an unbiased first impression, right? You'd be thinking, why is this guy a jerk? Let me find out. And when you go to a doctor, a new doctor, where you're going to get a second opinion, let's say, even if it was me, if you say, well, these are the things that I know, and you start to tell them things that you know, like number one, you say, this is what the diagnosis is. And when you say, I've seen 15 doctors and every one of them says that I definitely have plantar fasciitis, it becomes very difficult to argue against 15 opinions from other doctors. And the doctor is immediately gonna think, well, it must be plantar fasciitis, you must be doing something wrong. So number one, don't ever give them the diagnosis that you've been given by another doctor. Number two, do not tell them what is on the x-ray report, because a radiologist is an expert who reviews x-rays, MRIs, and CTs. They give an impression, not a diagnosis, but they give an impression on the MRI report. And when you tell your new doctor who's supposed to give you an unbiased opinion what this expert believes, it becomes difficult for the doctor to really formulate an opinion based only on what has happened with you. It's biased based on the information you've given them. The third thing is the names of the doctor you've seen. This is a bad idea. So for example, there's a guy named Doc Dockery, and he actually has written a couple of textbooks, and he is the founder of the International Foot and Ankle Foundation. And he has been respected for decades in our field. He was the valedictorian of his medical school class, right? So he's definitely smarter than me. He definitely knows a lot more than me. And so if you said, hey, I saw this guy named Dockery, and you know, he said that I have this, but I don't think he knows what he's talking about, I would try to not roll my eyes, and I would think, no, I know him very well. I have dinner with him several times a year. I know that he knows what he's talking about. And if you think he doesn't know what he's talking about, you're the problem, not Dockery. At the same time, if you see a doctor who, one, for example, that I think is an idiot, well, that also biases me. Now, it might bias me in your favor because I'd probably want to agree with you if I think an idiot who I don't like gave you an opinion, but it's still biased. Remember, when you're getting a second opinion, it's crucial that you get a fresh set of eyes that takes their knowledge and expertise and applies it to your case and not what other people have applied to your case. So those are the three things that you really should keep from a new doctor when you're going in to get a second opinion, so that you make sure you get an unbiased second opinion. Now, after they've given you their opinion, if you want to tell them all the other stuff that you've been holding back and trying to, you know, keep from sharing just to make the visit shorter, go ahead and do that, but make sure you get an unbiased second opinion first. Now, if you like this episode, please like it, please subscribe, and I'll see you in the next episode.